This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Tuesday, February 7th to you. A lot to get to today. The Memphis Grizzlies in desperate need of a win. I think we can say fairly that it's desperate when you've lost 3 straight and 8 of 9. It is the time to win. Chicago Bulls are in town. We'll see if they're feeling generous. They played last night, got a win over the Spurs, I believe. Grizzlies 8.5-point favorites. Ooh-wee. Everybody on deck except for Steven Adams, so we think. We'll see if Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks talk today at Shoot Around. Speaking of FedEx Forum, Governor Bill Lee, put that $350 million in there, baby. That's for renovations for FedEx Forum and Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. That's in his proposed budget. That was good news. Big ask. Gets a relatively big answer. A little bit left out there. We'll get to that. I think we figured as much. LeBron's got a big chance tonight to become the league's all-time leading scorer. He needs 36. Will it happen tonight against the Thunder? John, I ask you now.
Well, you're going to have to ask me later because it's part of the open.
So we'll just get the answer.
So later. You're going to have to wait for that, for my official.
So Brad will ask you.
Brad's going to ask us, and then we're both going to weigh in. So
very exciting.
Yeah, you got.
How much attention should we be paying this?
Well, I mean, look, it's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. I mean, it's a once in a generation type of career that LeBron is having. Mm-hmm. But because, you know, maybe you didn't like the way he left Cleveland the first time. Maybe you don't like the fact that he's pushing Jordan. You can't put your own personal agenda to the side and appreciate the greatness of LeBron. Now, I do think some of it is that people don't universally adore him the way that I think we were in awe of Mike.
Oh, stop. There were people that hated Mike.
Yeah, but
you
it
either
was,
loved him
but
it or was, you
but
hated
it, but
him.
It was
you
a,
were, if you weren't a bull, you
it,
hated
but
him.
But wasn't it still an awe kind of a thing, though? It was still like this guy is a genetic freak,
yeah.
The way he is designed and wired. And
that's right. That's
and,
right.
And you know, like you maybe you hated him, but the only reason why you hated him is because you always lost to him. It wasn't like I can't stand the way that this guy, you know, goes about.
You said a key word there, always.
Yeah. Now
you
did,
always lost to him in the finals.
In the finals, not in the playoffs, but in the finals.
Bro, he had to
nobody
grow.
Ever talks about that.
He had to learn how to do it with the team.
Yeah.
He had to raise Scotty and young Horace.
I think social media, unfortunately, I think it probably influences the way that we feel about, you know, players now.
Yeah.
And it just didn't exist back then. All you ever knew about Michael Jordan was when he was on the court. And he was always amazing, and you never heard about him complaining, you know, about trades and, you know, facilitating rosters and things like that. So I think Bron's reputation just as a, you know, as a personality, I think probably takes away from, you know, the universal consensus adoration that he maybe should be getting, but is not. That's what I truly believe. And it is a big deal. I mean, this guy is about to become the leading. Like, honestly, for me, you know, this is my generation's Michael Jordan. I mean,
just calm down.
Yeah, I mean, he is my generation.
We didn't ask you to do his Hall of Fame speech here.
Well,
I just asked you, is he going to break it tonight? You said, hold on.
No, you asked how big of a deal it is, how much potential.
I guess I did ask the second. I've got a third question before you get to the rest of the lineup. Is that okay?
Well, there's just Jeff today.
That's why we're going a little longer in this area. But no, this is a question that you need to answer today. Maybe Ja's got some questions he needs to answer. Maybe the Grizzlies have some. You got one more question you need to answer.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing 3D glasses?
Bro, it's, you know.
Those look like the glasses I wore to Jaws 3 I was a kid. Well, you know, Jaws 3 was 3D. I think that was in the 80s, yeah. Fool. Why are you wearing 3D glasses today?
This show is live and in effect, man.
My man got on 3D glasses and is, I mean, cheesing about it. Are those some Gucci? Is that something I can't understand?
Yeah.
Are they Gucci?
Burberry. London.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that is style I can't.
It is.
Russell Westbrook would understand that mess.
It's high fashion.
And you do it inside.
Yeah, of course. It's bright up in this mug, bro.
My man got on 3D glasses.
Now, you came in here one day with transitions on. So
these are the they're glasses, John. I've got them on today.
Yeah.
You understand that. They just switch when I get out in the sun, fool. Yeah. Those are 3D glasses.
That's right, bro.
Coming at you today.
I'm seeing every pore over there.
Pew, pew.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you do. I'm glad I got shaved up. Man, see everything today. He can tell us if the Grizzlies are going to get a win tonight.
I can tell you. That's exactly right. I know how the China-United States Cold War is going to go.
I love the swagger and confidence with which you wear them.
Bro, that's the only way you can. Like, you can't.
That's not a front.
No.
I can't push through that with a couple jabs and push through that confidence.
Nah, bro.
It's not a. Okay.
Catch me at the cinema. All right.
The 3D movie.
It's painful.
Hey, and we ain't putting these back.
We got Nemo or something that's 3D right now. We can send you in.
I don't know what. They don't even do 3D movies anymore, I think.
Yes, they do.
Don't
do they?
Say another word.
Okay.
Say less.
I feel like because people like.
Well, I needed to get that addressed because you're looking at me wearing 3D glasses. Look like you should be in a movie theater somewhere. Mm-hmm. What we got at Malco 3D? We'll find it for you.
Yeah. Well, look, again, I mean, it's sometimes a concept is difficult for, you know, the civilian to understand.
Yeah, I'm
you
know? Definite civilian
so,
in this case.
So, you know, this is not something I'm not used to, man.
Going to be a lot of civilian takes today.
That's right. But good thing I'm here to balance them out,
yeah.
You know, with the highfalutin sort of next
okay,
wave.
Okay, wheezy.
Yeah, we're elevating today here on the show. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 125. We're moving some things around. Normally, this is a day we have Jessica Benson and Trista Crick. Jessica is recovering from her Achilles surgery.
Man.
And Trista is at the Super Bowl, so she is running around doing all kinds of things. So say, hey, you know what? We'll pick up
putting
next
out all
week.
That content.
No worries. Like he has always been, though, Jeff Calkins here to save the day. He'll join us at 1:25. So that's the show. We do have a lot to get to, man. I tell you, I woke up and I put my 3D shades on, and I was excited. I'm in a good-ass mood because it feels incredible outside. Like, it feels so, like, if you could just.
Excited!
If you could just keep this setting on forever.
Mm-hmm. What is it, like 67 out there?
Yeah, like, if that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Memphis would be the most desirable place to live on the planet. If you could just stop the setting right here.
Interesting take.
Right here. But you can't, right? You can't. But, like, I got shorts on, man. I'm feeling like I'm in a good ass. Like, it is crazy how seasonal.
John's in a good mood.
Seasonal.
He's headed to Vegas soon, so that helps.
Different show today.
That brightens things up.
Seasonal depression is a real thing. When it gets dark outside early and it's cold, you know, that's not that's totally real. So, like, it felt like this is like the first sort of glimpse of spring, you know, to me, it felt like. Well. And I'm excited.
We're happy you can feel that.
Yeah. Nice. We have so many things to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
We saved it from Monday. Let's do Cap or No Cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now, it's Cap.
I'm going to say Cap.
For No Cap.
I'm going to say that's No Cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
If you're Cap and you're lying, No Cap means not lying, by the way.
Yeah, Ja used it in one of his most recent tweets about the...
Ah, yes.
Remember that?
That is right. He thinks that the media is capping.
NBA.
The NBA.
Whoever snitched to the Athletic.
Mm-hmm. There was no red dot. The Grizzlies are out of control. Is that cap or no cap?
Well, why are we asking that? Well, here's why. Because Brian Windhorst, who we did endeavor to get on the show today just to kind of peel back the curtain a little bit, he did text me back and he said, John, if you saw my schedule right now, you would have me committed. So he is.
I'm surprised he texted you back. I was watching him on First Take.
He's a nice man.
Brian is the best, dude. Brian is like a great, like, because I have had, in the course of doing this show, I have, you know, part of it is ask people to come on your show, you know, and I'll never forget, I won't say his name, I won't dox him like that, but there was a national writer who is not anywhere near as big time as Brian Windhorst, who, when I texted him, he happened to be at a game or something, and he said, "Leave me alone." You know? And yeah. I was like, look.
He doesn't deserve to be on your show if that's his response.
He doesn't deserve, and he hasn't been on the show. You know, and I've never added. I said, you know what, brother? No problem. God bless.
Well, he's pleased as well because
I left him alone. Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted.
You got your wish, bro.
That's gone really well for him.
But see, Windhorst.
Good luck on your exposure.
But Windhorst, who gets, you know, nothing out of it other than, you know, doing us a favor, is kind enough to say, I'd love to do it, but I'm so busy right now that it's just not going to work. But Brian Windhorst, the reason why we bring up Brian Windhorst is because he was on the Low Post podcast, and he said, among other things, that the Grizzlies are nearing out of control, nearing being out of control as a franchise right now. So that is the statement. And look, I mean, I'm going to say no cap. I agree with him. I agree with him. I don't know how you can't agree with him. You know, you think about the Shannon Sharpe incident, the losing on the court, you know, the outbursts from, you know, Ja's friends, you know, the incident that The Athletic reported on. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what out of control would look like if it's not this. Or at least nearing out of control would look like if it's not this. So, yeah, plus you couple that with the fact that they've lost 8 out of 9. Now, they are massive favorites, which we'll get to a little bit later. But in terms of, you know, how much worse can it get? I mean, Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas, is that what the bar for out of control is? If that's the bar, then of course not. The Grizzlies are not even close. But I just think realistically in 2023, yeah, I have to agree with them.
I'll be interested to see what's said today in terms of putting a lid on this.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, if it's more of they're all against us and whatever, then maybe I'm with you on this. I don't know. Can I reserve the right to wait and see what Ja and Dylan have to say today that on this one? Because I think this is a critical time, and you could be nearing it, but I think you could also, you're a couple of wins away from everything being just fine, so long as the right things are said. And so in that way, I mean, you're still sitting number two. What are you, 2 games ahead of Sacramento still? You're fortunate, frankly, to be where you are, having lost 8 of 9, 3 straight. I mean, with the basketball that's being played. And you see, I mean, right now, without Steven Adams, you're hurting.
Yep.
You know, you're really getting killed. Toronto got so many second-chance opportunities in that game. All that said, I'll say it's cap right now. This is good for headlines to bring folks into the podcast, and I think it's a little more of that than it is a picture of actual reality. So, again, I reserve the right to change here my opinion.
Yeah.
Should the comments that come out today reflect us against the world, as opposed to taking responsibility and saying we got to get this cleaned up. I'm hoping that's what we hear today. I'm frankly expecting it. Okay. So I'm going to go that it's cap.
Okay.
That they're nearing out of control.
Pending further comments.
Are you expecting, like Jason, for them to not fall on the sword, but kind of go that direction?
Well,
with
this
their
is
talk?
Kind of the this is the next item here.
Okay, here the
good perfect transition.
The Tigers? Or?
Oh, excuse me. There should have been one, but I guess we did switch it up. But yes, one of the items was going to be you expect or Ja will take responsibility.
There we are. Is that cap or no cap?
So I don't expect that. I don't expect, I mean, and I'd love to be pleasantly surprised if he, you know, came out and
what
said some variation of, you know, hey, I'm learning as a pro that I have to be very, you know, careful and all those things about all that. I'd love to hear that. I don't think we're going to hear that. I think we're probably going to hear some variation of, you know, I said what I said, Taylor Jenkins said what he said, and I'm not going to speak on it any further. That's what I kind of expect. Now, could I be wrong? Sure. But I don't expect Ja to be, you know, defiant about it. I don't expect that. I don't expect Ja to be like, man, you know, I'm going to do what I do and everybody else needs to shut the hell up. I don't expect that. But I don't expect, you know, an apology or anything like that either. But, do I think the league would love that? Sure. I don't think that's – I don't know if Ja feels like he has anything to apologize for. That's the first thing, you know. Like, based on Ja's tweets, he feels like his friend was banned wrongly, you know, for a year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how.
I mean, the brother, the guy's 2-3 steps out onto the court. What are we talking about
No,
here? He's not a player.
Oh, objectively, for sure. But I'm saying from Ja's perspective, does he feel that way? Probably not. He probably feels like, y'all, what are y'all doing? That's my guy. Why do y'all ban him for a year? You know? I don't know. It just depends. It just, you know, how emphatic do you think Ja's agents and the Grizzlies and everyone around him was that he needs to apologize or do something of the sort?
I think that might be a key sticking point, is apology. I don't know that an apology is necessary, but an acknowledgement of you're tightening things up.
Yes.
Of responsibility.
Yes.
I think the way to go. I would think that the organization is hoping for that. That's how you put the lid on this.
Yep.
You don't keep it going with more headlines and come with something like, man, you come back with, we want more of the smoke today. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's 100% true.
As a professional, both individually and for your organization, the best thing to do is put the lid on it and just say what you're supposed to say. Again, nobody's saying, Ja, go out here and apologize for your friends.
Right.
But there's a way to respond, to say, hey, I'm going to tighten this up and it won't be an issue for this team going forward. I think for the organization right now, so it looks like everything's under control for everybody, those types of words need to be said today.
Yeah, no, I'm
hopeful that they will be. I'm interested that your expectation is that they won't be. That's more of the same.
Yeah. Well, no,
let's see some.
I'm happy to be surprised.
I hope that you will be. Yeah. I hope that you will be. I hope I'm not wrong on that.
We've never seen that, have we?
Well, maybe that's part of the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've never seen that. We've talked about how awesome the culture is.
Yeah.
For 4 years now.
Yep.
You know?
Well, this is the real stress test. I mean, this is the first real stress test of the culture, which has been great. I mean, which we have all applauded. I mean, and it has been. But, you know, at every point, does get tested.
In the end, you worried about rubbing him the wrong way and him asking for a trade.
Hell yeah, I am. Bro, I'm skittish as hell. Why wouldn't I be? I mean, I live in Memphis, Tennessee. It's the smallest market in the NBA. You know? I mean, he ain't going to do it now. You know, he ain't gonna request a trade now. But it's just like, you know,
There's a way to do this
and
still keep him on board. And I don't think, John, you can operate that way. I think we've seen tons of franchises lately that have put too much, I don't want to say power, because John deserves a say.
For sure.
But if you invite this sort of atmosphere
where
folks feel like they can wild out, friends of John Morant feel like they can wild out because maybe you've enabled this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Needs to be. Again, my best way to put the lid on it, end this as best you can.
Well, I'm hopeful that happens for sure.
Let's flip it to the Tigers. The Tigers are hanging on by a thread. Is that cap or no cap?
That is, it depends on who you go by, but we use on this show, our default setting is Lunardi, correct?
Yeah. I mean, mentioned Palm to you yesterday.
I mean, you can mention, look, we are not above using anybody for convenience if they have the Tigers in the tournament firmly.
Stop.
But we certainly, we subscribe really mostly to Lunardi. Because if Palm had Memphis out, we'd say, man, Palm don't know nothing. Palm, dumb as hell. That's what we would say.
You are saying this because Lunardi's take is closer to yours. That's why you are laying this out the way you are.
I didn't see it until you came in this morning, and you informed me that Lunardi has his latest bracketology on Twitter, and Memphis is the last team in. Is that correct?
Literally in is the last of the last four in.
Last of the last.
So you are literally on the line, at least according to Joe Lunardi.
So,
and Palm's got him as a nine.
That loss knocked you from a bye, one of the last four byes, to the very last team in. So it was as devastating a loss maybe as it could have been without knocking you all the way out completely. I mean, the definition is hanging by a thread in terms of the NCAA tournament at large, no doubt about it. I mean, Lunardi is kind of – here's the problem. The Tigers' resume is not bad. It's not like you look at their resume and say, man, they just haven't done anything. They have, you know, 15 losses. They don't – no, of course not. It's just the issue becomes when all these Power 5 teams start playing each other, and then the teams that are currently maybe on the outside of the bubble, they get a win over a team that's firmly in. Upsets happen in Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, whatever, a team that maybe was on the outside. Well, they're going to leapfrog you because they have those, and this goes back to conference affiliation, which Memphis and Penny Hardaway can't control, and this is just the unfortunate part of the deal. They're going to get cracks. They're going to get opportunities far more than just the two you got. They're going to get opportunities every damn week, twice probably in the same week. They get two a week, you get two a year to jump you because, you know, they're how many ranked teams in the Big 12? You know, all of them, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the issue that Memphis is going to run into here. And that is why, to me, they have to beat Houston once, because other teams that are maybe on the other side of the bubble right now, not today, not February the 7th, have a resume that's good enough. But let's look up March 5th. They may. you know, and if you don't have that, if you don't have that win over Houston, I'm having a hard time seeing the committee really slam their fist on the table to get Memphis an at-large. Because I just think the question is going to be, what have they done? What is this Memphis? I mean, yeah, they beat Auburn on a neutral site, but that was all the way back in December. And again, we don't know where Auburn's going to be. You know, I think they're still ranked right now, but it's dicey with them. You know, Vandy, we know, stinks. What am I missing? Is there another win that I'm missing?
I mean, A&M, did you mention A&M?
A&M, right. They're kind of – did he have A&M in today? Did you see that? I saw they were like the net first four out in the previous one. I don't know if they jumped in.
No, he's got him as the first four out. Okay. So literally right behind
Memphis. Right. So, again, like that's – here's the thing. If A&M is in, you're probably not. Mm. You know, because, I mean, you're talking about that margin there. So I don't even know how that's going to look, you know, in a month or so. So I think that's the issue that Memphis is going to run into here is that their quality of win – you know, Cincinnati's a quad. I'm assuming it's still a quad one today.
It is. But they're 74. So that it's they dropped. Fall outside top 75. That one goes to quad two.
If Cincinnati doesn't hang on, and again, you play them again. So if you beat them, they're going to drop. You know, I just feel like the road is going to be too difficult without beating Houston once. They can. And to me, it's not going to matter whether it's in Memphis or at Houston. Like, you don't have to win at Houston. I think just one is fine. But I think in terms of being an at-large team, with the way that this is going to materialize and crystallize over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
If you're using Lenardi's, if you're using
yes.
Palms 9,
yes,
and that was after
Fair
this
enough.
Previous loss,
Fair enough.
Then there's a little bit of room.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's just take the middle of the two, though.
I'm fine with that.
That's a 10.
We mess around and joke around that 10's better than 8-9.
You dropped the bomb yesterday that Memphis is strategically playing for the 10.
Well, I'd messed around with you. Maybe they're trying to look out for you and your hopes of them getting to the Sweet 16.
So let's just say for the sake of argument right now that Memphis is a 10. That's not a play-in.
There's a little bit of room, and so you add that to do you need a Houston win
if you're 10,
to get in if you're right there, right now?
If you're a 10, I think you can get in without beating Houston as long as – you win every game on the rest of your schedule.
Which is going to be hard to do.
And get to the AAC championship.
It's tight.
Yeah.
However you want to phrase it, hanging by a thread, tight rope, I've said over and over again, it's tight. And it was always going to be through this part of the schedule. You just couldn't afford to drop any. And at least in Lenardi's eyes, you're back. You're right up. You're the last one against the wall, threatening to fall off the ledge. So can't lose any now.
All right, let's go to around the NBA. LeBron James is going to break the scoring record tonight. Is that cap or no cap?
So LeBron James is 36 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scoring record in the National Basketball Association. He can break it tonight if he scores 36 points against the Oklahoma City Thunder. This game is in L.A. This game is on TNT. And that's what you're kind of looking for, right? Like, okay, is it home or road? Is it on national television? And you pointed out that not only is tonight on national television in L.A., his next game is also on national television in L.A. So there's no doubt that he's going to break it this week. The question just is it going to be tonight or is it going to be Thursday?
Yep.
There's no, you know, they play the Thunder tonight and they play the Bucks on Thursday. So there's really no, like, you know, it doesn't really matter in terms of who you do it against. I mean, it's not like the Celtics are playing.
Unless you want to show Giannis greatness.
Yeah. 36 feels like a lot. I say no. I say he does it Thursday.
It's probably a good bet.
Yeah.
But I'll just get on the other side and say he's going to get it tonight. TNT, like you mentioned, they'll need it from him. They got to win.
Is Anthony Davis playing? Do we know? I mean, that kind of factors into it.
I have no idea. You can look that one up yourself.
All right, dude. Well, I mean, you're not really bringing a whole lot right now to the discussion right now.
I'm not worried about AD right now. What I'm bringing to the discussion is he's going to get it tonight, and you're going to end up wrong on this.
If Anthony Davis plays, I think there's, you know, a much better chance that LeBron facilitates and happy to take plays off. If he doesn't, then I do think he breaks it tonight. And again, I don't know Anthony Davis's, you know, rest schedule and things like that. I don't know. And he could leave at any point. In any game.
He's averaging 28 over his last 10 games. He's getting it tonight on TNT.
You think he wants to do it as soon as possible? You think he's just like, let's get this over with and so I don't have to worry about it anymore?
Yeah, he's talking to Will Bond about it and everything else. They're doing the interviews right now. Knock it out.
And he's so mad they didn't get Kyrie. He's so pissed. You know? He admitted that to Wilbon. He's like, I mean, I'm upset that we didn't get a player of that caliber. You know, but I got to move on. I got to move forward. So I could see it. I could see him being pissed off and, you know, just being hell-bent on breaking it. And
to Jalen Rose's point, like the Nets were going to send Kyrie where he wanted to go. Why would they do him any favors on that?
Oh, I agree.
To that point. He should probably always consider the Lakers a long shot. Why are you going to send Kyrie where he wants to go?
That's exactly the wrong thing if you're the Nets. Know,
yeah, the way he treated you in this case. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's not like the Marc Gasol thing with the Grizz where you try to collaborate a little bit and not
Mark
send
had
him.
Earned that. There was
like, we're not going to send you to Charlotte, brother. They sent him to Toronto, and what happened? He won a title. So, like, there's not going to be that collaboration on Kyrie's front because Kyrie has sort
it's
of
not amicable.
Shivved them.
Like it was with Mark.
At every possible turn. He didn't play during COVID. You know, he wouldn't get the vaccine. Then he demanded a trade. Right. So just a mess. Just a mess. But yeah, I'll stick Thursday, man. I'm gonna stick to my guns, but I could see it if he's just on a war path tonight.
I think he will be against OKC.
Let's go to around the Grizzlies home game tonight. They're at FedEx Forum. I had +7.5 this morning on a couple apps. Is it you're seeing 8.5, John?
Yeah, it's up to 8.5.
All right, Bulls +8.5 tonight is free money, cap or no cap.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute. Let's talk.
This is interesting because I just put a bet in.
So the Grizzlies, it's so sad. The Grizzlies last season were absolute pure moneymakers. They were the best team in the NBA against the spread. And honestly, if you look back in history, that's not the first time that's happened. I think it's happened two or three times in the last decade that the Grizzlies have been the best team against the spread in the NBA. They were amazing last year, not just in terms of wins and losses, but if you bet on the Grizzlies blindly, you won 60-some-odd percent of the time. I mean, that's pretty good. If I told you right now, Jason, that you'll win 60% of the bets you place, you would bet $1 million on every play.
Mm-hmm.
Because for every 10 bets, you're going to make $1.6 million. I mean, that's what a 60% win clip looks like against the spread. Unfortunately, this year, not remotely close. Grizzlies just aren't as good against the number as they have been in years past, and especially without Steven Adams. I mean, we know they've lost 8 of 9, and I don't think they've covered any of those games. Obviously, they were probably favored in the majority of them or slight underdogs, and I don't think they covered in any of them. So the interesting thing about this number, though, is that I just told you that. We know how bad they've looked. We know how poorly they've played. We know how bad they've been against the number. The Bulls are coming in here having won 3 in a row, yet they're catching 8.5 now. This is a stinky line, man. This one of them lines. This one of them stinky numbers. I'm telling you, man, I'm sniffing it out. If you think Bulls +8.5 is free money, you're going to be a sad, sad person at the end of the night. It's a stinky number.
Who's going to stop Andre Drummond and Vucevic?
Man,
they got Drummond Xavier on the trading block, and they're like, go put up double-doubles, and he did last night.
Now, here's the thing.
They're hoping somebody wants
him. Yeah, they're 26 and 27. They've kind of, you know, bounced back a little bit.
I'm saying without Steven Adams inside, this is a lot like, you know, Mobley and Allen in terms of a front line that can damage you. You see what they did last night? I know it was the Spurs, I think, but
yeah,
those two boys went to work.
But
they'll go to work tonight if they're both out there. Maybe that's to your point. I looked around for the Grizzlies report. I mean, excuse me, the Bulls injury report.
Right.
I didn't see anybody big missing off. I know Caruso didn't play right, but I think they had DeMar and LaVine out there last night.
Right,
and unless one of them sitting.
Well, I mean, look,
they're going to destroy the Grizzlies inside.
It's just, is it really ever that easy, though? Because
I hear you on stinky number. It seems a little high.
Like, the Grizzlies, in their current form, without Steven Adams, don't deserve to be laying 8.5 to anybody right now.
I understand the logic.
You know, I mean, they couldn't beat the Raptors on Sunday without, you know, OG Anunoby in the lineup and despite a 15-point lead in the second half. So why are they laying, you know, 8.5 to a team that's kind of coming in here playing well?
It's not just 3 in a row. I think it's 7 of 10.
7 out of 10. This makes no sense. I would never in my life bet the Bulls tonight.
So you would just stay away?
If anything, I'm staying away.
Interesting.
But I would never in my life bet the Chicago Bulls. Not tonight. I mean, this number makes no sense to me. You know, it's like if you – this is my advice generally speaking when it comes to sports betting. If you think the bet is easy, you lose. There's no such thing. every time I put a bet in, I'm like, damn.
Maybe he's schooling us, BC.
Damn, you know. I like it, but I don't.
I think he is.
You know, like, it's never.
Somebody must be sitting.
I mean, you know, like, if you told me DeRozan's sitting, if you told me LaVine is sitting, then okay, that number makes sense.
Right.
But I still don't feel like, even with Ja and Dylan Brooks back in the lineup, how do you go from, I mean, you know, the form you're in to laying 8.5? I mean, the Sharps have played Grizzly 7.5. That's why it's up to 8.5, because the Sharp money came in on Grizz minus 7.5. So that's where the Sharp money is right now. Does that mean it's going to happen? It doesn't. But again,
you can get that on Bettly right now.
8.5 is what it is?
And it's 7.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just bet it right now.
Now, you had on FanDuel, you had Brad's listening, man. He's picking up some intel over
here. Sports gambling, not profitable.
It's hard. It's very hard. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Because, again, like, the instinct is just look at what it's all about what the eyes have seen recently.
Yep.
You know, and betting on sports and being profitable in sports betting requires a little bit of suspension of disbelief and ignoring what your eyes have told you. It is totally it is an objective fact, right? Unassailable fact that the Grizzlies have looked like crap the last 3 weeks without Steven Adams, and the Bulls have won 7 out of 10. Like that, you know.
The Bulls are 6-12 against the West, it appears.
Yes. And the Grizzlies, as we know, are 82-0 against the East. So
it's actually 17-4, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe 17-5 now.
So if you put me in a spy balloon and said we're gonna drop you if you don't play a side here, I'd have to play the Grizz. I'd have to play the Grizz. I can't play the Bulls. Bulls is not free money. I warned you.
It is 17-5.
I warned you. I don't want to hear it tomorrow.
BC already did it, right? He put it down on the 8.5.
7.5.
7.5. He got a better number.
BetLeak right now has it.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. You went Grizz to cover?
Yeah.
Yes.
He went Grizz. So
listening to you.
I think he's going to be a happy man tomorrow. I think he's going to come in here with, you know, I don't know how, what, 500? Extra 500 bucks?
What you put on that?
My unit's much smaller.
Little $2.
Yeah,
$5. That's a $5.
Hey, we don't unit shame.
$10?
$10, which is heavy for me.
We don't unit shame around here, bro. We're not going to do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, you gassed him into a $10 bet.
That's not gassing. That's just saying, hey.
Oh, you ain't Uncle Phil yet, bro.
I had a good amount in the kitty, though, because I had an odds boost on the Chiefs. I had, like, two or three Chiefs things that just cashed. So
have you forgotten that I got 3D future glasses on, bro? I know how this is going to go.
Yeah. Careful.
Grizzlies win by 14.
Man, Andre Drummond, is he not a Grizz killer? Andre, it feels Drummond, like he is to me.
Jaren's about to have 12 blocks.
He's on the what?
12.
He gonna have 12 blocks.
Yes,
and 6 rebounds.
Well,
Drummond gonna have 21 rebounds.
I'm getting the sense that this is gonna be an inflated night at the score table. Like, it's gonna be a double digit block night for Jaren, for sure.
My Bulls are not playing.
Oh, so now
everybody's on the block.
So you switch
sides. And we're just letting them go out there and go free.
So you think a team that's sell in 3 days is going to come in here and keep up with the Grizz? Not a chance.
I just don't like the way you gas Brad into that.
And here's the other thing.
So now I'm going against it.
Here's the other thing.
So I can be right tomorrow and say, Brad, now you should have stayed with me.
Shouldn't have listened.
Let's handicap this for a minute, right? Let's just handicap this, okay? We talked about how bad the Grizzlies have been, how good the Bulls have been. We talked about that. All right, let's spin it forward. Ja's about to talk. Dylan's coming back. They have heard all the talk the last 2 days about how Shannon Sharpe says you're a studio gangster, you're this, that, the other. These folks are going to come out tonight mad as hell, and they're going to be seeing red. They're going to take it out.
Look
on the Bulls.
Gassing it.
He got you. You talked. Yeah, you just identified the gas. Uh-huh.
I mean,
but you didn't already got smoked by.
Well, I actually had my bet in before the heavy part of your segment here.
Realistically speaking, is there a better get right spot for the Grizz than at home? Ja and Dylan are back.
No, this
and
is
it's
it.
A team against the East.
This is the get back spot. You're right.
Is there any better situation? No. I mean, maybe if it were the Hornets instead of the Bulls. But, I mean, I think this is up there in terms of, like, teams you'd like to see in this position. We ain't scared of the Andre Drummond, bro. Is this 2012?
Is DeRozan injured or sitting? Or
no, they both played last night. All of them played. Drummond, who they're now playing because he's on the block, they want people to see. He had 21-15, and Vucevic had 22-12.
Yeah,
that they combined for 43 and 27.
Jeez.
And who's going to stop them? Jaren on the glass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, fade them at your own peril, bro. I'm not fading the Grizz. This is where they bounce back.
Okay. We're going to go to the NFL.
We're going to see, can them 3D glasses really see after tonight?
They look like Roblox glasses.
Bro, I see it all, man.
You know Roblox your kids play? Yeah. Those brick type?
Hey, we ain't playing no games tonight inside FedEx.
I don't think he can feel the checks, Brad.
Minecraft, I meant. Wrong show. Minecraft glasses. Let's go to Tom Brady. He needs to come back to football immediately. Is that cap or no cap?
Oh, I think it's no cap.
He's not going to do TV till 24?
Yeah, he's leaving it open-ended because he wants to give himself the chance to return if necessary.
There we go.
And now he's posting OnlyFans pictures on Twitter. Like, we got to get
it. I thought that was for Brady Brand.
Same thing.
Underwear. Those are underwear shots, John.
Yeah, like, I didn't ask for it. I mean, I know there are people out there who enjoyed it, who enjoyed the view, but, you know, he was never doing this when he was playing football. He was never posting stuff like that. He knows.
D-picks?
Yeah, I mean, basically. I mean, he was nice enough to cover it.
That's not technically what that was, is it, Brad?
It's no, just,
it's an underwear ad. Yeah, it's an underwear ad.
Did it work?
I didn't see him. Gabe saw him. He was talking about him.
Did you run to BradyBrand.com and buy a pair?
No.
You're a 46-year-old man, much like Tom.
Right. I just looked at myself in the mirror and said, damn.
Did you do the same pose?
Mm-mm.
You didn't
do the
same?
No, the pose is too.
What's the pose?
The pose is way too feminine to try to do.
The pose, like he crossed his feet up?
It's very embryo-ish, embryonic.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind
of. So you didn't do the pose?
No.
Okay.
I just looked. I don't have that V anymore that Tom.
Yeah.
I got to hand
it
to him. The dude's still got the V on the freaking abs. It's pretty amazing at his age.
He's religious.
So I got to, you know, I hand it to him, but no, I ain't going to buy Brady Brand.
You're not?
No. Got a little something coming over the band.
But I'm saying, though.
You know what I'm saying? When you got something lipping over the band, you don't, you know.
Well, you could buy like a shirt or something.
I have shirts.
I know, but. I know.
I'm just saying, Brady Brand, right?
I think you would be a perfect Brady and Brand ambassador because you're the same age as him.
I just keep wearing these Calvin Kleins and Fruit of the Looms. I get them pretty cheap.
But no, I'm saying if you were an ambassador,
man,
we could hook you up with like an influencer package.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd be willing to do it, I can maybe send that. You know, I'm a Brady whisperer, so I can run that up the flagpole.
You should be wearing them Jaws. What are his?
PSDs.
PSDs.
I've got some PSDs.
Underwear line.
He didn't know that? Like, it's big time.
Well, those are the ones you can see when he's wearing them. But he doesn't need to take off his clothes. You can see him while he's walking around.
You know, believe it or not, real quick trivia on this, Mike Miller is a huge investor in that brand.
PSD.
And it's, like, worth an ungodly amount
of
money.
Yeah, I think all the players are wearing it.
They are pretty cool looking. No, I mean, I'm looking at
him. And Josh, he's just one of the faces, right? But they got a bunch of guys.
They got NIL, you know, I mean, they got all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like the chosen underwear brand for athletes.
His stuff is all. If you go to the PSD website, it's all sold out.
Oh yeah,
oh, his stuff.
His stuff is all gone.
That's what I'm talking about. Everything he's got to at risk. You know, to risk right now.
So
everything
you're saying, you got to lose. You're gonna have to buy some Brady's, man. You can't get no Jaws. I think again, you're the perfect person. You're like 46.
It's ridiculous for this to say he should go back to football though. That was the initial cap or no cap.
No, we don't need
He's taking a year before he heads over to Fox. This man is not coming back, John.
Yeah.
You understand that.
I think that's true.
I think this shows you how far away from football he's getting. Do you realize if you go back into a locker room after you got a picture out like this, that thing going to be all over the locker room, them folks playing with you. This is him evolving, fool.
Well, yeah, he's definitely not like throwing. You're right. I mean, he's not putting in the work anymore. He's just, you know, he's enjoying the fruits of his labor now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he should come back, or at least, just, you know, but do it OnlyFans or a private Twitter account for that, man. Don't be blasting that out for all of us to see. You know, we don't need that. We don't need to feel any worse about ourselves than we already do.
Right.
So,
and that's essentially what it did.
That's exactly what it did. 100%. That's one of those pictures you see it, and you're like, oh, well, I got to do 45 minutes on the Peloton today.
It was like a Macy's. Very soft.
Very soft, yeah.
Like a Macy's photo.
Very soft.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Male model stuff.
He essentially is that.
Yeah, that's what he is now.
Yeah. Hey, the best body money can buy, you know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson, let's go to there. Russ Wilson's getting his own guy into Denver. Is that cap or no cap? What are they getting, a receiver?
So, no.
This is about his personal coach.
So, Sean Payton is now the coach of the Denver Broncos, and he was having his introduction press conference. Mm-hmm. And one of the reporters there said, hey, Sean, Russell had his own coach last year, his own guy in here. How do you feel about that? And Sean Payton basically said, no, I've never heard of anything like that. That's a foreign concept to me.
Yeah.
He's going to be working with me. So the answer is absolutely. What was the statement? He will or won't?
Is getting his own guy into Denver.
Oh, that's cap.
That's cap.
Sean Payton is putting an end to that.
He said that's not going to take place here.
And I believe it.
I mean, he didn't mince words.
I believe it. And honestly, when you think about the great coaches, that's always a sticking point. I mean, Brady's guy is what ended the relationship in New England. Alex Guerrero, him always being around and sort of having his own opinion of what Brady should or shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time he's spending doing this, that, the other. Like, these guys sort of exist to undermine the head coach. And I could certainly see where Sean Payton comes in here and he says, hey, man, you know, I know you had a certain way of doing what you did last year,
right.
but what did that get you? What did that get you last season in Denver? It got you, you know, you had the worst year of your career.
So
you team stunk.
This guy, Jake Heaps, that's his personal quarterback coach, it created some issues, obviously, in Denver last year, and that's why he's being, you know, asked about it so upfront and on his first day, at least reportedly created some issues. This a former sports talk show radio host in Seattle who gave up his gig last summer to join Wilson in Denver. That's like you. That's like you going and getting with Ja and being his
that's
personal
right.
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck no. If you're Sean Payton, you're not having dude in there. He's the new whisperer. He's the one trying to rebuild Russ into, you know, more of a Drew Brees-ish type guy at this point in his career. You don't need another guy in there, you know, undermining that, to use your word. That's absolutely what it would be. But why? And especially one that's coming off the radio, somebody that hasn't been firmly established, he hasn't had for years. What are we talking about here? It's even different than the Tom Brady one. That guy had been around for years, had he not? I mean, you built that up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I first of all, I mean, it would be a privilege for John to be able to work with me. I don't know if you sort of know my background, but you maybe should check into that.
Well, I'm saying, as silly as that sounds and is that's as silly as this sounds, that Russ would trust this guy you brought off the radio.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, you know, it's like I feel like there is for some, not all, but like some athletes have this like air of gullibility where like if they just have somebody that somehow breaks through in their circle and sort of just tells them what they want to hear,
right.
all that's like they can trick themselves. Oh, I need this guy. I need, like, I've seen it. You know, we've seen it.
That's fine. But to your point, he doesn't have the Brady Trump card in terms of what you've accomplished to be able to say, no, Sean Payton.
Yeah.
This is the deal. What's crazy is that it appeared, and we don't have the audio. Maybe we get it later. It appeared that Sean was caught off guard by this. And why would you not discuss this in negotiations with him? Why would Sean not be told of this beforehand? It was just strange to me that it seemed so. He really did seem caught off guard about it, but like he hadn't heard about the situation at all. I'm surprised that he hadn't already said,
well, I think
this is something we're not doing.
I think he found it so preposterous, you know, that what? Because Brees probably never had that in New Orleans. I'm assuming he didn't. And I'll be honest.
Dude,
I mean,
he's the QB whisperer.
Yeah,
he's the one in the quarterback.
This is the best thing
times.
That could have happened for Russell Wilson's career, Sean Payton taking this job.
Yeah.
And so I think Russell will get that. I think Sean will lay those ground rules down.
Yeah, that's
this is the audio.
Foreign to me, that's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it, but our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
So I don't think he was lying when he said he was unfamiliar with it.
No, the NFL is much different than the NBA. Like when you're you know, you may have like the NBA is way more prolific. You know, like you'll have your own guy, you'll have your own trainer that you work with, like Ja has that. Every guy has that. In the NFL, though, I think it's much more organizational. It's much more like the team you play for is the team you work with. Like, that's it. That's the culture. I mean, you could have off-season stuff, but that's the way it goes.
Nick Wright doesn't think they'll ever get the Russell Wilson that they traded for. Do you think they'll get the Russell Wilson back at some point, like close to what they got or they think they got?
Yeah.
What do you think,
this season? I think this season they will get closer to that.
With the coach.
Yeah, like I think Hackett, you know, and Russ never were on the same page about what either wanted to be.
Well, and you apparently had him listening to this personal quarterback coach and not their own quarterback's coach who's working with Hackett.
Yeah, like
so how hard is it to get Russ to do what you want to do
that's
with
right.
your plan?
I think Sean comes in, he's a Super Bowl champ. He's one of the most accomplished coaches in the history of the game. He's going to come in and he's going to say, listen, I know what we got to get back to. You got to stop trying to be something that you're not. Last year, Russ was really determined and hell-bent on staying in the pocket. Like, he just wanted to prove, and a lot of these guys do that. You know, they want to prove, like, oh, I was a mobile quarterback and I was really good, but I'm going to prove that I'm a pocket passer now. You know, your mobility is what makes you, you know, great. So we got to, you know, hey, I'm not saying you got to run the ball and take hits, but you got to be willing to get out of that pocket and improvise. That's where Russell Wilson has always been at his best as a sort of improviser. And he didn't do that as much last year. So I think Sean will be able to send that message. It's all about who the message is coming from,
mm-hmm.
you know, in life.
I think it's going to look different in terms of what you're saying. I think you're telling Russ that if you want to go on as a great quarterback and be all the things that you want to be, go to the Hall and everything else, you got to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. Part of what you're saying, the running around, that's the issue, Brad, is that you don't want old Russ that was given, you know, could run around, hold on to the ball, always looking for the big play. Sean Payton's going to simplify things for him, make it quick drops, quick get it out, change him. Russ, a guy that holds on to the ball, key, wanting to make the big play, run around. That's not Sean Payton. It's about quick offense, getting it out. So he's going to change him, and he's going to tell him, you need to come this way at this point in your career.
Right.
We're gonna try to make this last, you know, 4 or 5 years, get you a couple of Super Bowls, but you've got to make that change. I think it's going to look a little bit more like that,
yeah.
Whereas you're taking what the defense gives you, and then, boom, you'll take the big ones, a la Drew. I don't know, to your point, John, yeah, you still got the legs to use, and that'll be an advantage he had over Drew, but having him hold on and run to it, I think you want new Russ. You don't want old Russ.
Yeah.
You want a new Russ under Sean Payton.
Well, it's like you just take the best of both. You know,
he'll mold it into
that Sean
something that's in the middle, and I got pretty high confidence in him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what that means in terms of team success next year. Like, I'm certainly not running to the window to bet Broncos over. We know how, you know, bad that looked at times, but they will be vastly improved. I mean, again, what does that mean in that division? I don't know. But they'll be a whole lot better.
I think it's very smart to get all the other voices out of there in terms of who 100%. Russ is listening to. It's your team now.
Yep.
It's your franchise, yep, in terms of head coach. You want him listening to your voice.
That's exactly right. All right, John Morant talked. We have some stuff from Ja to get to from Shoot Around. What did he say? Did he apologize? Did he take responsibility? Had more to say as well about the Grizz. We'll get to that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Football fans, FanDuel has the perfect way for everyone to get in on Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat same-game parlay. That means everyone gets bonus bets back. If your Super Bowl SGP doesn't hit, you don't have to be new to FanDuel. Doesn't matter if you're new or already have an account. Same-game parlays let you combine all your favorite bets for a chance at a bigger payday. So start building your own or just bet a popular SGP that's already made for you on America's number one sportsbook. Those pre-built SGPs, perfect ones, perfect way to get in if you're a beginner into getting familiar with same-game parlays. Jalen Hurts going to go over on the rushing yards. Kenneth Gainwell going to score an anytime touchdown. Travis Kelce over under on receptions. That's how you can do it. Like we said, or choose from one of the pre-built ones. New to FanDuel, sign up with the promo code JSmith when you download the app. Either way, you'll get bonus bets back if your no-sweat same-game parlay does not hit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL, number 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. 3+ legs, minimum dollar bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
It's game time, Memphis.
I understand there's two guys at the top there, DeAndre Williams and Kendrick Davis, where it's obvious. Okay, they're the alpha dogs. They're the guys that have the ball consistently. But beyond that, he's settled into understanding Keontae Kennedy's going to give him what he wants.
Yeah.
Elijah McCadden's going to give him what he wants.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, weekdays from 4 till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.